7 Reasons People Don't Succeed in Life. But You Can. Quora is addictive. So why do I open the email from Quora every morning? Every time I open Quora's email, I find something I am glad I found. Something useful. Something that takes me out of my groove. Groove is a shallower ditch than a real ditch, but a ditch nevertheless. The more you don't go outside of it, the deeper it becomes. Eventually it will become the place where you are stuck. I am stuck. Or I feel stuck is what is there when you don't go outside of that groove or ditch. I copied and slightly edited an article from there. It says why you haven't, why you won't succeed in life if you have these issues. It seems to me that if you have 3 of these, then succeeding is mighty impossible. If you have just 1 or 2, then it is just hard to succeed. But here is a warning: unless your inner changes influence your actions, create outer changes, then all bets are off. But reading is not enough. You actually need to do something. What kind of people will not succeed in life? People who don't have social connections, are academically smart, but have low emotional intelligence, are not willing to fail, won't let go of their ego, are not willing to resolve the past, complete it, and move on. Friends with negative people that constantly bring them down because you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Those who have a why to live, can bear with almost any how. If you don't have a why, the game is over. All successful people are alike. All unsuccessful people are unhappy in their own way. Deficiency in any one of a number of factors dooms an endeavor to failure. In my allowing challenge I watch like a hawk for that inner outer change. If and when it is not forthcoming, I know that the challenge isn't doing what I meant it to do for the person in question. Sometimes, though, it is only that the participant is stingy and won't let me know what is happening. But more often than not, they are only pretending to want the results but really do not want to get down to the vital parts. Not willing to cut to the quick. The quick where you may have to give up something. The most frequent blockage, the most frequent last bastion I encounter in my work is that people want a better life for themselves and at the same time hold on to the idea that there is anything wrong is in the universe. Unless you are willing to give that up, nothing can really change. That something is wrong is an attitude. You create attitudes entirely with words. And because you can create any odd attitude with words, creating an attitude about what you considered, what you pronounced wrong before is the main activity you want to master, if you ever want to become successful in life. But limiting that to something easy is not going to change anything much. You actually need to go back to where you decided on that attitude, and work on the roots, not only on the symptoms. What happens if you don't go deep enough? Going shallow is like apple polishing. But it is also keeping the real issue at bay. And anything that has a lid on it wants to explode. Even if it wreaks havoc. What is hidden, what has a lid put on it is anger. Hate. Vengefulness. Venom. Poisoning your life. And keeping your energy hostage, because the lid has to be forcefully kept in place. The most important move you can ever learn. And this is not a hyperbole, it is the most important move, is to recognize attitudes, and create attitudes. Without that you will remain at the mercy of your attitudes. Without that you will remain other people's attitudes. Because you won't have the power to change them. Learn what you can do with attitudes.